Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a special program today for you ladies, for you women out there, for business owners, for entrepreneurs, for women in corporate jobs. This show is for you. We have Janet Powers on the line. She is CEO of Women's Toolbox and the website, real hard to remember here, ready, womenstoolbox.com. So, Janet, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate your time.
It is very much my pleasure. So we'll give a quick background on Janet and get into this thing called Women's Toolbox. Let's see. I've got a long list of things that we need to talk about with Janet. Where is it? Good grief. Okay, you started your company, followed a successful corporate career. You worked at Fidelity. Vice President of Program Management. Did a lot of work there. How long were you with Fidelity?
14 years.
Wow, okay. Early release for time served. Good company. And so you've done a lot of different work. You also worked in a not-for-profit healthcare. And so the big question I have, and you've got a very strong background in the business and corporate world. What prompted you to? I want to hear your story. What prompted you to start this website, which is more than a website, and we're going to get into that in just a second. But what prompted you to start this?
I turned 45. I was a vice president at Fidelity Investments. I loved every minute of it. I was challenged every day, saw what was happening in the economy, and I thought, I'm going on my own terms, and
all right.
I took a package.
Okay.
I had a dream, it sounds funny, but I always had a dream of providing an online site for women, and this was back before communities or online communities or even social media was popular. Because I had found in my own corporate career, my nonprofit and at Fidelity, that most people had moved away from their core support system. And without having someone to sit across the kitchen table with, and as I always joke and say, that someone that could give you a hug or a slap in the head, depending on what you needed that day, it's really hard to get through some of the challenges of life. And in today's society, so many people move away from their core support.
Why is that? Just because of the nature of how people move around or things change?
Work, life, school, families, jobs, all different reasons. And I have been very blessed that, as you can tell by the accent, I've been here in Boston my entire life. My brothers and sisters, except for one, are all here. Every one of my cousins, my three best girlfriends from high school are still my three best girlfriends today. And I didn't realize that was unique. And I just thought, wouldn't it be fun to be able to create a community that everyone felt safe, that they could ask questions, share their advice, make another woman's journey a little bit easier?
I love that.
That's where the thought came from.
I think that's a lot of what sums up what this is all about. Womenstoolbox.com, womenstoolbox.com, it's an E, not an A, womenstoolbox.com. So you started this, you launched it. Now, you've been doing this a while now. Did you say it was like 8 years ago?
8 years.
All right, excellent. And so the heart of this is women can go on the website and tell them let's describe to them what they're going to find and what this support that you talk about, that hugger or slap across the head over the website.
Absolutely. Whether it is an entrepreneurial woman running her own business, whether it's a career woman trying to grow in her own career, or any woman trying to manage work and life, you're going to find information, peer-to-peer advice, about the practical things we need to do every single day, whether it's about our family, our business, career, whatever it is that we're looking for. And the purpose was to have one place to do that as opposed to have to go search many places. We're a busy society, and this gave everyone peer-to-peer advice from a community that they could trust.
I like that. Because, we are everyone, and this is geared toward women, but everybody's so busy. Technology has not made our our lives, quote unquote, easier. At least as rolling her eyes, she, my technology director here, she's like, no kidding. But if it gave us more time, we very quickly filled it up with something else. So the fact that you've leveraged and you've got this peer-to-peer kind of pooling of resources, I think is fantastic. And, you know, you mentioned a second ago, Janet, that for women balancing, for those women balancing life and family and work, that's every woman. Every woman I know is balancing a lot of things. And, you know, also it's not just for people that are working. I know we work with a lot of people that work, but also people that retire that we do planning for. And a lot of women that are retired are still very, very busy and need that same support, I would argue, same support system in place that the women that are working need.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the things that we talk about amongst the community, that on the Women's Toolbox, you can find information about how to grow your business, how to use social media, how to grow in your career or do a presentation, how to raise a great kid, or how to deal with crazy relatives.
Okay, then you just made it for everybody, because everybody's got crazy relatives.
Exactly.
You're just joining us. Janet Powers is our guest. She's CEO of Women's Toolbox. We're going to grab a quick break. Janet, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And we are back with Janet Powers. We got the power. We got the power on the line with us. Janet, I wanted to mention to our listeners that CEO of Women's Toolbox, the Women's Toolbox was named by Moore, that's Moore Magazine, right?
Yes, sir.
As one of the best websites for women entrepreneurs. That's pretty cool. Good. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm very proud of that.
Very nice. Yeah, I'm familiar with that magazine. We actually have a subscription in our office for the ladies when they come in. They like to look at that while they're waiting for their appointment. Mm-hmm. Very good. So this is where people, women can go. They can get a lot of information. And I want to get into some of the, you know, no pun intended, some of the nuts and bolts of what's in the toolbox and understand a little bit more. You know, there's several pieces to this. You've got national internet radio. Talk to me, a radio show. Talk to me a little bit about that.
So we've done a number of different co-hosted radio shows by bringing in experts in certain areas of industry. For example, I did a show for almost a year and a half with Julie Morgenstern, who used to be the organizing expert on Oprah. Fabulous woman, great books, just brilliant, and can help every woman understand how to manage her time, manage her work, whether that be personal or professional, in a great way. We did one with Lisa Johnson Mandel, who was at that time the head writer for AOL Jobs, to help career women in their search for a new job or to grow in their current job. So we've done a lot of different segments on the radio show. We're going to launch one soon about engaging customers and engaging a target audience, where we have a whole series of shows where we'll help corporations engage their employees and entrepreneurs engage their clients, because there's a strategy behind that.
Sure. Talk to me also about something else I noticed that I thought was interesting. I will confess, an area that's a little bit foreign to me because I never really done it or made it part of what we do to market our services as a company. The blogging, you have there's a international blog where you publish your own stories and stories from your members?
Correct. So when we started the Women's Toolbox, it was one of the first places online where women who wanted to share their practical advice could do that. It's called user-generated content.
Okay.
And again, it never occurred to me that it was that unique. But many women at that time, WordPress wasn't what it was today. So to have a blog or have a place to share their advice was rare. So we created that atmosphere with the Women's Toolbox. But as technology progressed, many of the major magazines started to accept user-generated content. And what I knew was that these women, whether they were career or entrepreneurial women, needed to get their brand out on social media, out online, so that they had that thought leadership. So we taught them how to get their articles published on major media. We have probably taught 250 different women how to get a blog on one of these major media sites, whether it be ABC, CNN, More Magazine, Ladies Home Journal, and we help them build their online presence. Because whether you're an entrepreneurial woman or a career woman, you need to have an online presence.
Well, I think that's spot on, and that kind of ties into the next thing I was going to ask you about, which I'll grab a quick break. We'll come back and talk about this, Janet, about how to monetize your expertise. I love that, so stay right there. Quick break.
Thanks.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And we are back. Janet Powers on the line, CEO of Women's Toolbox, womenstoolbox.com. And I set it up for the break there, Jan. I wanted to ask you, which is, of course, what everybody who is in business is trying to do. And so for women, one of the things I saw as I was going through the website is there are some areas. And again, once somebody has to sign up, they get signed on and they can access the full range of what's, they get access to the whole toolbox. They unlock the toolbox. And one of the things was monetizing your expertise. So I love that. First of all, I love that expression. And I like doing that. So the question is for you is talk a little bit about that and how some of these support systems that you have in place can help women do that, because there's so many different expertise that they have.
You know, absolutely. And I'm probably, you know, telling you something you've known for a long time, but particularly for the women, I call them corporate refugees who have either voluntarily or had a suggestion made to them to leave the corporate workforce because of the economy.
Yes.
Many of us started businesses. And I always joke and say I'm going to write a book someday that says, don't do what I did. Because for the first couple of years of my business, not that I didn't know how to monetize it, I don't know that I had the confidence. And I mean, I had a fairly decent job at Fidelity Investments. I was a vice president of a very large group.
I impacted
lots of business decisions. But all of a sudden, I found myself having to put a real value on my time and expertise. And I've found that so many women either don't know how to do it or somehow it feels like they're cheating or they're stealing from someone if they do. And it took me quite a long time to realize, you know, they weren't buying an hour of my time. They were buying 25 years of experience.
There you go.
And to really put that in a way of monetizing my business, you know, I laugh thinking back at the beginning. I would charge somebody $47 a year for membership. And they called me 18, 20 times a month. Well, that's not really economically feasible in the long run.
No, it's not.
And so for the entrepreneurial women, particularly those who left corporate America, who are used to having that kind of infrastructure around them and not really putting a value on their individual time because you get a paycheck, you don't think about it, was to help those people really understand what value you bring into the market and what will the market pay for that information, for that expertise. And most of it was in their own mind. Because I know with my own business, I have a fairly significant consulting business helping businesses grow. And, you know, I remember when I first started doing it, it was insignificant what I was charging. And now nobody says no to me. It almost doesn't matter because they know the results are there. And people pay for results. Get that confidence that you can deliver results. You can charge what you're worth.
That's the bottom line. That is the bottom line. So let me, because I know this is a question that everybody's going to want me to ask you, Janet. So they go in, I've already been to the website, like I said, and click to join and become a member now. So what's involved with joining? Is there the fee? How does that all work?
We're actually changing the model completely. It's a completely free site.
Really?
There are also no ads on the site.
I didn't see any. That's why I'm going, is there a cost? And it's just that they can join for free. They don't get bludgeoned to death with ads jumping up in front of them.
Yep. The only thing people pay for is promotion.
Okay.
So I made a business decision right from the get-go that I didn't want 75 pop-ups and jumping ads all over the site. And I was going to figure out how to monetize the site in a different way that could support my business, but also not clutter the data. The only monetization from ads in the traditional sense are from sponsors. And they're from sponsors that I believe have products or services that I know that can help a woman in business succeed. So it's not the traditional, you know, you go to a website and something pops out of it. So you'll never see that. It is integrated in the data and the content, the people who are our sponsors. In addition to that, I no longer have to charge a membership fee. In fact, people don't pay to get access to data anymore. People have to change their model based on what the market will bear, much like we talked about a few minutes ago. So now what they pay for is, for example, if they would like to share their expertise, they can do that manually for free. But if they have a blog and would like me to publish their blog on the Women's Toolbox, which gets close to 100,000 visitors a month per month, they pay me administrative fee, and my team will do it for them. And we'll take their RSS feed, and we'll make sure it looks fabulous and categorized right, and then we'll get it out on social media for you. So it's a services fee as opposed to a membership fee.
I like that. So the end user, those 100,000 hits a month going to your site, the women that go on and they join, they can access all of this, no charge. They can get that those connections that you've mentioned and get access and leverage a lot of expertise that's already there.
That's correct.
That's pretty cool, Janet.
Yep. One of the things that I always wanted was for someone to be able to search for data and feel safe that nobody knew they were searching for. Because I think oftentimes when you go out to some of the search engines in different places, and if you're searching for something that maybe, you know, maybe unfortunately you're in a domestic violence situation, or maybe you're, you know, you're worried about having cancer, or, you know, your kid's acting up, you don't always want to have to log in to find out.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure that people had a safe and comfortable place to search for that information and see how other people have dealt with those things. And again, it might be a very successful businesswoman who's having a tough time getting business and wants to know, how do I use social media? I don't want to tell anyone I don't know.
Great point. Great point. If you're just joining us, Janet Powers is on the line. She's CEO of Women's Toolbox. womenstoolbox.com is the website. I'm from the South, Janet. You confessed your Bostonian accent. So I've got to make sure I say womenstoolbox.com, W-O-M-E-N-S, toolbox.com. We'll take another quick break and we'll be right back.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell? It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back. Janet Powers is on the line. We're exploring her Women's Toolbox and what's all on that website and all the resources that are available, which is, I haven't seen anybody else do anything like this, Janet. Are you you kind of out in front of the pack with this?
Absolutely. And we were when we started designing it and then launching it. Absolutely. And again, it's just a different model of the content curation from peer-to-peer advice.
It's very good.
And most people are trying to more promote their own content, whereas our job is to promote everyone else's.
How about, again, I wanted to go back to some of the things that are on the site and what's available for women to access. You mentioned a lot of different areas that are there. Talk to me a little bit about maybe some of the resources that are available as it relates to money and finances.
Absolutely. On money and finances, it could be how to budget for a new business, how to budget for to buy a home. But one of the big things, a big portion of our audience are pre-boomers and boomers. And so they're the generation that have already started a family, already started a career, and they're starting to accumulate money.
Hmm.
So those folks need to understand, particularly in the craziness, this might be the first time they're really investing,
yep.
But the accumulation period should not be risky. You need to manage that risk, but don't be risk adverse. You know, that's my opinion.
Yes.
You know, for whatever it's worth.
Sure.
I think people are very nervous. And I don't want people to go back to putting money in their mattresses. The boomers, who are in many cases taking care of their parents, that's a big issue, taking care of their elderly parents or helping a son or daughter through school or starting out. I know many people, and some of them have were the ones who lost their jobs. So giving them the advice that they need of, I lost my job, and how am I going to pay for tuition for my child? You know, he's a senior in college. What am I going to do? You know, I've lent money to my son 17 times. Should I do it the 18th time? You know, some of the basic things. But a big piece is those who are in the boomers or older, we want to have fun. We've worked very hard all our lives, and how do you manage having fun and staying financially secure? So we have a lot of people writing articles about that.
That's very good.
The other one, I just, if you could take 10 more seconds, and is debt.
Because, oh, that was going to be my next question.
Oh, good.
You know, I mean, managing debt and making smart decisions about debt is, you know, that's a big one.
Most people will not consider themselves in debt if they can pay their minimum payment.
How about that?
And that's where I think there needs to be more education to the younger generation and more help for the older generation that, you know, our grandparents didn't have debt because all they could do was pay cash. They weren't credit cards.
Right.
And our parents learned to manage it. But I think the people in my age bracket and a little bit younger, debt is, as long as I can pay the minimum payment, it feels okay.
Mm.
And I don't think we want to raise another generation of that.
I think most people would agree with that. And getting that kind of support, I think, is very helpful. I'm going to ask a question that is probably out there, and it's because I'm curious myself. So I went to the part on the website, Janet, where you can log in. And or if you're not a member, you click here to register, and it's got a username, password, and a little thing that's a security thing for so that it's a real person, not a robot answering this question. But it doesn't have a box I check for gender. So does that mean I could sign up?
You can sign up. Every man, woman, doesn't matter, can sign up. You know, I am not saying this to be funny. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
I don't care what color your hair is. I don't care what color your eyes is. I don't care what God you preach to or practice to. I don't care who you kiss goodnight. As a community of women in business, we can share that practical advice. But I also know that some of my best advisors my entire life have been the men in my life. My older brother is one of the most brilliant men who ever walked this earth and is the first person I go to still today at 52 years old when I have to make a big decision. I have a cousin who's an attorney, and he's one of the first people I would go to. And so, yes, absolutely, we have a number of men who are brave enough to come and join. We've had them speak at our conferences, you know, and really be a part of our community. In fact, for the men, you actually stand out in the crowd.
That's funny. Well, I still think you need to keep them on probation. You know, don't let them think that they're really in the club, you know, all the way. They need to always be on good behavior. Next thing you know, they'll start getting rowdy. But no, that was my question, because my curiosity is piqued, Janet. I'm going to go in and I want to explore and see all the different stuff on your site. And so I'm going to go in there and log myself in. And I just thought that was an interesting point to make sure that people, men also knew that they could go and look at this and see what it's all about, because it is, it's interesting stuff.
Perfect. If there's any trouble, they can email me at CEO@womenstoolbox.com, and we'll make sure that you get in and logged in.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that. And of course, with my listeners, just a sheer volume, Janet, we're just going to crash your site. It's going to go down, so watch out.
You know what? You couldn't flatter me anymore. I would love to see my site crash because of the visitors. How's that? It means I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, and there's nothing more fun than that, is doing what you're supposed to be doing. And if you're just joining us, Janet Powers has been my guest today. She's CEO of Women's Toolbox. Women'sToolbox.com is the website. And I just think it's wonderful what you're doing, Janet. And as you have new stuff for the website, or you'd like us to share things with my listeners, let us know, or if you'd like to come back, and we'll have you come on and give us an update and talk to us some more.
It would be an honor. Absolutely. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. Janet Powers, CEO of Women's Toolbox, womenstoolbox.com. And that is our show for today. Be sure to tune in next time.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.